This is John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live in Any Weight You Choose, and Indeed You Can. Now, if you're listening to this broadcast, this podcast, you're probably fat, and you want to know how to get thin. You want the recipe. You want the diet. You want the magic bullet. I'm going to give it to you, and it's free. I don't want any of your money. This is all free. I'm going to tell you how to stop being fat forever, for good. Now, I have no diet to give you. I have no eating plan. I have no exercise regimen. Chances are, if you're fat, you've tried every one of those so far, and nothing has happened. You're still fat, and there's nothing you can do about it, or so you think. Now, I'm going to give you the magic bullet, but when I do, you'll say, John, it's so simple. It couldn't possibly be the reason. But I will tell you how it is. Now, first of all, you have to understand why you made yourself fat. That's right, why you made yourself fat. Food did not make you fat. You don't really want to hear that. You want to blame somebody else. You don't want to blame yourself. It can't possibly be me, you say. I didn't do it. The food made me do it. The devil made me do it. Somebody made me do it. And the reality is, and this you won't believe until you understand it, you didn't have a choice. What you say, I didn't have a choice about being fat. What happened to self-determination? What do you mean I didn't have a choice? Well, look, stay with me on this and you see how simple this whole thing really is. None of this mystery. You never wanted to be fat, ever. I don't know if you're thin as a kid or fat as a kid, it didn't make any difference. You did not want to be fat. Let's say you were thin. Now, you ate enough food to make yourself fat. It wasn't a secret. Food didn't jump in your mouth. You put it there on purpose, deliberately, intentionally, knowing very well it was going to make you fat. Really, you did it. Sure. And you made yourself fat. Now, why would you do something that crazy? Why is it self-inflicted damage? Why would you, as a smart person who may have a family, may have a significant other, may hold a responsible job, why did you make yourself fat and why couldn't you help it? Say, I got lazy. Nonsense. Laziness doesn't make you fat. The food was sitting there. You didn't have to put it in your mouth, but you did on purpose. You could have said no. You couldn't say no. So we want to know, what made you put the food into your system? Well, let's analyze what eating is. This is a really stunning part that you'll grasp and say, oh my gosh, the whole thing was a mistake. Eating consists of putting food in your mouth, tasting it, chewing it, and swallowing it. That's it. You did not want the food in your system. You didn't want to get fat. You wanted the food in your mouth. Aha! Therein lays the problem. That's the problem. That's how it lies. You wanted the food in your mouth. You wanted the taste of the food in your mouth. You wanted to roll that food around in your mouth. Why? Because it made you feel good. Gave you a positive emotional reaction. Or maybe it stopped you from having a negative emotional reaction. When people are under stress, they put food in their mouth. You say they eat, I say sure. But eating is fundamentally putting food in your mouth. So when you're under stress, you put something in your mouth. You don't have a choice. If you had a choice, you'd read a book. You'd take a walk. Take a shower. Think about great thoughts to make your fear, anxiety, whatever it is, go away. Doesn't work. You wanted something in your mouth. That's why you got fat. You need, your emotional need, to put food in your mouth to overcome whatever negative emotional reactions you were having, won the day. People talk about willpower, baloney. Willpower will never trump an emotional need. An emotional need will win 100% of the time. You may have lost a few pounds now and then, maybe 5, 10, 20, 30. What's the difference? You gain it back. Why do you gain it back? Because you become emotionally comfortable as a fat person or whatever it is you weigh. You can probably count the number of people you know who permanently lost weight on your fingers. And you may not need both hands. So what we're going to do is eliminate the need you feel to put the food in your mouth, the emotional need. Once you eliminate that, you become free. Now, I know this is a concept that you find difficult to grasp, because all your life, and even now as you listen to this, you've been under the spell of having an emotional need, and you can't imagine what it's like not to have that need to put food in your mouth. I'm going to teach you how to do that. It doesn't cost you a thing. I have nothing to sell you. I don't want a penny of your money. This is all for free. Why? Because there's a terrible obesity crisis out there and nobody's doing anything intelligent. First step, look. Now, let's say you're 30 pounds or 40 or 50 pounds overweight. You're invited to a holiday party. It's holiday season now. You go there. Let's say you're fat. You think of yourself as fat or overweight if you want to be generous. I'll use the term fat. And they have a buffet table lined up with everything you can think of. Roast beef, ham, pork, chicken, dips, desserts. God, you love those desserts. Now, you are 30 or 40 pounds overweight. Why in heaven's name would you eat any of that food? Why would you put it in your mouth? Think of it. It could be, it may be a holiday buffet. It could be a dinner at someone else's house. It could be watching television. You put food in your mouth almost involuntarily, because that's pretty much what it is. It's an involuntary reaction because you feel an emotional need to do so. But you know it's idiotic. You know it's stupid. You know you're going to make yourself unhappy the minute you swallow the food. You say, oh my gosh, I never should have done this. I'm going to make myself fat. Oh, I'll stop eating tomorrow. I'll diet tomorrow. Baloney. Diets and losing weight are flawed concepts. All diets are based on deprivation. Now, it's not just deprivation from food. It becomes emotional deprivation. You can't stand that. And frankly, neither can almost anybody else. Emotional deprivation is not something you can endure for very long. That's why people fall off of diets. That's why people, when they start buying packaged foods to, quote, lose weight, close quote, eventually give it up. They can't stand it. Intellectually, you know exactly what to do. It's not rocket science. Just eat less. Wow, you solved your problem. John, thank you very much. You knew that. Everybody knows that. You can't do it. Why? Why can't you do it? Ask yourself, why can't you do it? Tell yourself the truth. You can't stop it because it's an emotional need. We're going to eliminate that emotional need for food. We call it the ENF. You're going to eliminate your ENF. It's going to go away. First step, just stick with me. It's very simple. Next time you're thinking of putting any food in your mouth, considering the fact that you're fat or overweight, ask yourself why you're doing it. Say, you know, if I eat this food, I'm going to continue to be fat or even gain weight or never weigh less. So why are you doing it? Once you understand that, you'll understand everything. This is John Thomas. We're going to continue this on our next podcast. Stick with us.